Hi, everyone. My name is Tracy Rosenberg, and I'm also running on the Independence for Community Radio Slate. I'll tell you a bit about myself in a second, but first I want to take the first minute here to talk a bit about KPFA, because that's why we're all here. I want to talk about two things. The first thing I want to talk about is money and dollars and cents, because it's important. And the second thing that I want to talk about is programming, or what's on our air and what the mission of this organization is. So let's start with the money. We have a problem. We ran a $1 million deficit between October 2008, March 2010. $1 million. Coincidentally or not, $1 million is what we had in the bank as our cash reserve. That board, or allied with people who sat on that board, who let $1 million go out the door.
Who's here? So, does anybody want to volunteer to go first, or should I pick the first, the slate that wants to go first?
Volunteer first.
Okay, so Voices for Justice is going to go first.
Sure.
Okay. Felipe, you want to ask a question? You want to?
I do.
Okay, so I can bring, you can.
Okay, so I really liked what Tracy said earlier about, people who were sitting, on their butts, basically, and approving budgets that are, probably too much than the station can bear, and not doing anything about this. It's my understanding that in the 2008 budget, when there was a need for dramatic cuts to the station, for the station to be viable, the Concerned Listener Slate approved or proposed budgets that were still full throttle and not with the with the budget cuts that were called for by the treasurer. But my question is to the Independents for Community Radio. I understand that they voted along with the Concerned Listeners on the budget. Is this correct? And if so, why is that?
So, who wants to answer from? You all get the chance to answer, but yeah, if you want to.
I was the one on the board at the time, so I'll volunteer.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Nobody objects? Okay. Hi, Felipe. Okay, so on the 2008 budget, it was, of course, prepared by the KPFA staff, as is always the case, and then was brought to the board by the board treasurer, Brian Edwards Tickert, at that time. The budget that we were presented with called for, in order to be balanced, $300,000 in reductions. Those reductions were described as unspecified reductions in payroll expenses, and that was how the budget was balanced. In other words, that would be why we would not operate at a deficit, because these reductions would be carried out. Since you're asking, it was a year and a half ago, so I cannot speak for all of my colleagues on Independence for Community Radio. I'd have to go back to the minutes to be 100% precise. But my recollection is that each and every member of the then minority contingent on the board abstained on the budget vote. We did that because we really didn't understand the intent of the budget or feel that it was expressed clearly exactly how it was to be balanced and whether those actions or decisions would be positive for the station or negative for the station. One member of our group chose to vote no. That was, I think, Sharon Agamir, who was the staff representative. He was the only negative vote on the budget, as I recall. It was voted for unanimously by the Concerned Listeners Save KPFA folks. Those budget cuts were not carried out in 2009. Same time of year, July, August, we were brought a budget, again, prepared by KPFA staff and management and brought to us by the LSB treasurer, Brian Edwards Tickert. It said, this time, we will balance the budget with $425,000 in unspecified staff reductions. There had to be more because you hadn't done them the previous year. Once again, having fallen for that stuff last year in 2009, I believe Independence for Community Radio voted 100% against that budget. In that year, October 1, 2008 to October 1, 2009, KPFA ended up running a $652,000 deficit on audit. This year, we're not doing a whole lot better. In terms of what Mr. Hallinan said earlier, I don't really appreciate in accuracy, so I want to say very clearly that it was the intent of the Pacifica National Board, I am a member of the Pacifica National Board, and I know this, that budgets be followed. Management presented an implementation plan for the budget that included the total elimination of two programs in their entirety. Those two programs were Flashpoints and Hard Knock Radio. That implementation plan was indeed not approved by the Pacifica National Board. No other implementation plan was proposed. That's what happened. Let's tell the truth.
Do we camera comment at all?
Yeah, you get to.
Okay.
So, Kimmy or Dennis, do you want to say anything about that in 1 minute maximum?
Okay.
And then you get the chance to reply as well.
I just wanted to say something about the budget process in general. It is the responsibility of the LSB to approve a budget. However, the budget process in the past has been just a quick one-way kind of thing where it's presented to the board and there's not much time to review it. And so I and other ICR candidates, I believe, would advocate for a better budgeting process.